Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless maroon. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Piran dishes out some grappling hooks and ropes to everyone. You are immediately like, oh my god. You are in the barracks.
Oh.
There are 19 guards in total resting here.
I'll spread out the other guys so that we have like our weapons aimed at the guards.
Piran puts up a hand. He points at the five of you and just points at the ground in front of you.
I maybe lie down on my belly?
That is not what he meant. So he gives you a weird look. But
I stand up.
He shrugs. When you lie down, he shrugs.
Okay.
And gives it like a, gives you one of this.
Yeah,
like,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He then silently goes from bed to bed.
I see.
He kills all 19 guards.
Lying at the ground, I do like a, oh, not.
You silently watch as 19 times... with the same methodical, it's like a cartoon show reusing an animation.
Far out. How do the other four members of the Burgermasters or Bigfoot Paul's, like,
they would all be members of the Burgermasters group?
Well, then
because she had people.
She had
people like that. They don't react.
I was like, I just don't know what the proclivities of the Bigfoot Paul's army would be. But okay, that's good to know.
With the same practiced motion, hand over mouth, slits both arteries and throat in one clean gesture.
I watched 19 men die in 5 minutes.
Then, Piran, after killing the last of them, he stands up and whispers to you, I think we can talk now.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
All right, I'm going to do the door.
Yeah, okay, keep you watch. Do the door.
Yeah, right. I like look behind me at all the dead men.
Blimey.
One of the Burgermaster's men says, we were just not needed.
Yeah.
We just were not necessary.
Well, I mean, we might encounter something.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So would the arteries, I guess, be like
skinless?
Like,
because
all they're so skinless. Like, oh, just,
they're just right there.
Just right there.
He's
kind of
doing it on easy mode in a way. Yeah.
It's all so gruesome.
Yeah.
Well, their skinlessness varies from person to person. So some of them do have neck skin.
Yeah, okay.
Not all.
That's nice.
But not all.
A little bit of resistance for Piran.
Yeah. A little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, sure. Hector, outside, you watch as the door. A arcane sigil flares and then fades away, and the door opens and Piran's head pokes out.
Okay, excellent. How long has it been since we arrived at that door?
It's been like 10 minutes.
Fantastic. I mean, when we go
less
into
than. Yeah. It did not take long.
10 minutes ago, you would have just had a...
she has the good stuff.
Nice.
While this is affecting you, you are treated as having zero levels of exhaustion.
Woo!
Excellent. When this ends,
that's what I'm worried about.
When this high as the highs are,
the lows are worse.
Yeah,
it's good to have max level exhaustion soon. Anywho,
baby.
Okay. What took you so long?
What? Get in here.
Right. Base drawn. Oh, good job.
Yes.
You did it in about 5 minutes, yeah.
What else is it, have you?
No, we arrived in this room in the barracks. We've not explored
the moment I've asked a question. I haven't listened. I'm listening out now to the sounds of battle.
This would have happened. I completely neglected to mention this, but yes, before you started climbing the side, all of you would have heard and then the sounds of combat.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Sorry, we're back. Where to now?
I suppose Technically, we would like set onto the. Would we be on the top floor where we
you
are currently?
You would be currently on the top floor. Okay. Yes, correct. You actually haven't even because you came immediately from the chimney.
Yeah, yeah.
You have not explored anywhere else in the upper floor yet.
Yeah. He was like, so where's everything else?
I gesture to the door. Time to improvise.
Right.
There are two doors in this room. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's the fireplace, which if you wanted to, you could climb down.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how far down, but you can climb down via that. Mm-hmm. It would be dangerous, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, there are two wooden doors in this room. They are on kind of opposite ends of the room, so you assume they go to completely different places.
Okay.
But you don't know where either of them lead currently.
I suppose.
Piran points to the four Burgermaster lackeys and says, I think perhaps we should keep people as like a lifeline should we need to beat a hasty retreat.
Smart.
Otherwise, we don't want to get cut off from an exit, obviously.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then someone will probably need to supervise them. So...
Even with the ghost team, you coward, Piran.
Right, yes, of course. So they'll supervise. Yes, one of them will. So, Piran, do you want to open and just have us see what's going on?
Yeah, all right. That's fair enough.
He's completely just not picking up his cues.
Yep.
Yeah. This isn't like not picking, like, this isn't deliberately.
It's not deliberate.
Is just literally not picking up what he's putting down.
Piran checks both doors. He points to one of them and he says, I believe from sounds that I can hear beyond, this door, he points to a northern door, leads to the catwalk network. Mm-hmm. And this door perhaps leads to something like a mess hall, but I don't think anyone's there.
So I guess we need to get to, I guess, the engineer and Luke Miller.
I say we take the catwalk.
Catwalk will leave us exposed.
Okay.
But gives us a height advantage to anyone we fight.
Yes.
Also probably leads to the portcullis.
Right. Well, that's the next point of call.
Okay. Portcullis it is.
Yep. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Are you intending on being quiet about this?
I think so.
I think so, yeah. Absolutely, okay.
You open the door to the catwalk and to a scene of abject chaos.
Oh, boy.
So the catwalk is... it's a spider network of crisscrossing platforms. There doesn't seem to be any particular rhyme or reason to it. It looks like it was just built atop itself over and over and over again. They're connected to the walls of the abattoir wherever is practical, and they're suspended from above wherever is practical.
Okay.
There is one level to the catwalk until it gets to the other side with the front part of the abattoir, and then it splits into two sections. The lower section is like an overwatch for the entrance.
Yeah, cool.
The upper section, there's some room there that you can see, which has chains going out and attaching to
the assume that's the portcullis room.
Mm-hmm. You can see below that room where I said that observation, that defensive place is, you can see that there are guards there firing down on attackers. And you can see down below on the ground level, there are guards defending against the attackers. It looks like the attackers have pushed a little bit in, but not past the portcullis, not yet, at least.
Okay.
You can see immediately, I mean, you might have already picked up on this, Hector, because you've been here. Mm-hmm. But Pip, you see immediately that were the portcullis to come down, it would trap a significant amount of the defenders and allow the attackers to just rinse them.
Okay, sweet.
Okay.
How many?
There are a few guards here and there posted around. They are mostly firing down on attackers wherever they can.
Is this thing of like, well, you, Pip, and you can go to the portcullis.
Yeah.
Piran and maybe Cavendish, you go and take out some of the guards, and me and the Burgermaster will try and find wherever the Miller or the engineer is.
Your mind is moving a million miles an hour, but that's a good plan.
Okay, you can see along where you are, it kind of breaks off in a similar fashion than it does at the opposite end, where there is a catwalk underneath what are quite obviously a bunch of rooms, offices, and places like that. The barracks and presumably the mess hall are included in that space. So you could, if you wanted to search for Ludmilla, the engineer, and anything else, you could either go back into the barracks and do it via the mess hall, or you could, there are other doors here, but you don't know where they lead.
I kind of maybe look at the Burgermaster in terms of like, Would she have the
opinion? My God, you've got the Burger Master with you. I completely forgot. She doesn't really know either. She gestures at the other end. So if you're facing north and you just came through a western entrance, mm-hmm. she points towards the east. Mm. I would guess, I know that it's somewhere over there.
Can I orientate myself of like where the entrance was and where where I had that one night working? Yeah. And even if you ask Cavendish to be like, because he's been here quite often.
Yeah, he works here.
Where
all
would
time.
Be the either the, I guess, lack of a better word, foreman's office be? And then we could just kind of, from that information, beeline like, well, me and
Cavendish, with a little hesitation, points at one of the many doors on the eastern side and says, I believe that will take you to a foreman's office.
Okay, well, me and Burgemaster, we go to that way. Cavendish and Pirin. I look at like the guards who were just, you know, can you take care of them? And
I've got the portcullis.
And the other, some of the crew, whatever.
Yeah.
Go with the that.
All right.
And I guess
you have Iona too. Oh no, Iona's at the front.
Yeah, and we've got Iona's a few different, front. I guess, you know, among.
We've got some red lackeys. Yeah, we've got some red shirts. Exactly.
Oh, they are holding your retreat.
Oh no, that's true. We left them in the.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. With me, as in. Like, yeah. They came in the back entrance. I'd have some like.
Oh, did you want some extra guys?
I assume there would be a couple.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, you can grab a couple extra people.
Yeah, to kind of like split up with myself and Pip and.
I'd say you had maybe like. Four extra guys?
All right, cool. Well, two with Pirin and Cavendish to kind of help.
If you split up some of these guys, Pirin shakes his head and says, I think myself and Cavendish would work better alone.
Okay, cool. Two with me, too.
He does not trust these people to be quiet.
Fair enough. Trust Cavendish to be quiet?
He has a level of respect for Cavendish because Cavendish has a fighter levels.
Excellent. All right, well then, yeah, I'll two with me or... No, I'll give them all to Pip, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Best of luck.
Let's go.
Okay. So, I guess, Pip, you watch as Cavendish and Pirin move probably ahead of you. They fan out in two different directions. They have two very different styles, but they end up doing kind of the same thing. Pirin does basically the same thing that you watched him do. Like I said before, it's very much like an animation being used on repeat. He will sneak up behind someone. If they're a bit too tall for him, he'll kick them in the knee, back of the knee, to drop them low enough to slit their throat, or he'll just straight up slit their throat.
Yeah.
One time, maybe to mix things up, you watch him garrote a guy. Just to mix it up.
Yeah.
Cavendish, meanwhile, very like Han Solo leading man type. He just has little isolated fist fights.
Awesome. A lot of pushing guys off railings and stuff.
You hear a Wilhelm scream.
Nice.
Can I just so that we are never the focus of attack, every time one of the guards dies, can we move a little bit along the catwalk? Everybody be distracted by that death, and then we can just shift a little forward until we reach the portcullis room.
I will roll one stealth check for your group, but I'm going to use the modifier of the least of your group,
which is
zero. Okay, you are spotted.
Fuck. Okay.
Ludmilla and... kind of the sheriff's, not anymore, but what was once also the sheriff's man, start barring your way. They notice that you're heading towards the portcullis, and access points are prevented.
Okay.
You're going to have to fight your way there now.
No worries.
While we go to initiative with you, we'll quickly jump over to Hector. You head towards a random eastern door that might be a foreman's office.
Right, cool. So then, we'll approach the door, open it without going in. And then kind of do like the, see what's in that we can see, and then do the whole look behind the door so we don't get shot in the back of the head.
Doing a real tactical sweep, kind of. Yeah, nice.
That's the one.
You open the door, give a little look in, and you can see that it is indeed a foreman's office of sorts, but it's not what you're looking for. It looks like the guards use this place as a monitoring station. You can see there is a bunch of desks up against one wall, which have little viewing orbs, and this is when you realize that there must be like remote sensors throughout this place. Luckily, thankfully for you, there's no one at those desks right now. There are four guards in this room. They are hunched over a table, and you can see they were kind of doing the same thing that the Burgemaster and Bigfoot Paul were doing moments ago. They're quite clearly planning some sort of attack. When you open the door, one of them looks over, does a bit of a double take, spots you, And we'll go to initiative.
It's a, oh.
Oh, in addition, you can see that there is one other door in this room at the opposite end.
Gotcha. Right. It's a moment of surprise for both of us.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh.
The guards go first.
Okay.
Pip, what formation would you have gone with your four mooks?
On the catwalk that we're walking along, is there enough room to, like, spread out, or are we in single file? Like,
what's... You could have spread out, but that means that you'd be isolated.
Yeah, I think we would have been on
unless you jumped over railings.
No, I think we would have been on the one catwalk walking, yeah, then you'd kind of in single file.
You'd have to be single file then, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been at the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case then, they don't actually have a lot of people to spare right now. So actually, there's only two people barring your way.
Okay.
One of them fires a crossbow and hits you.
Fuck. Ugh.
You take 4 points of damage. Okay. Pip. The crossbow bolt does not penetrate your armor, but it bruises you.
Yeah, yeah. Ow, ow.
And then the other one charges you with a drawing a short sword as they go. For the dragon!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He swings and misses.
Okay.
You grab his sword with a gauntleted hand and slam it into the railing next to you.
Cool.
Oh, and then the guards in that room, one of them turns to a corner and says, "Engage!" You can't see what happens.
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
Fuck, dude.
Then all four of them are... Well, you don't see, actually, because you do the little head duck in thing, but then you're not looking. You just hear scrambling. You hear someone yell, "Engage," and then just scrambling noises. It sounds like they've started barricading themselves. Like, they probably... You definitely hear the table get turned over to create cover.
Gotcha.
And then it's your turn, Hector.
Can I gesture, like, as in... kind of want to let the Burgermaster go first.
Okay.
Because I'm guessing she has is a wizard with more AoE biz.
Very potentially, yeah.
So I'm like, just like close the door. They said, they just said engage. I'm guessing, and I make the gesture of like the big automaton, like a rah.
I would say that's a good bet, yes.
Right, after you.
All right, you spend your action, you spend your turn closing and then opening the door.
I want to go after her. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Then it is, Pip, your turn. You got a guy right in front of you and a ranged enemy behind them.
Okay.
And then you got the four mooks behind you.
I'll just attack this guy right in front of me twice, I think.
Okay.
With and I'll what? Make, I'll make them just a regular shot.
It's with your crossbow?
With
just
my
checking.
Crossbow, but I'll make it... I don't know. Can I remember if they're resistant or immune to any elemental damage?
They're just guys.
Okay, then I'll make it fire damage.
Okay.
Can get acid because they're gross skin.
I'll make it acid. I'll make it acid, actually. Okay. And I'll make these defensive shots as
well. Do you crit on a 19?
Yes.
Well, your second attack's a critical hit.
Sweet.
The first shot strikes him center mass. Mm-hmm. He takes a few steps back and you watch as the acid... burns through what little skin he has. He looks down and it looks up at you and a big smile appears on his lips.
To be close to the flayed one.
Right.
Then your second shot is possibly
going to obliterate this man.
Going to put him real close with his god. Right in the kisser. Maximum damage and the target cannot speak for 2d4 rounds. Okay.
He can't even say how happy he's going to be.
Exactly.
So close to
no
his
prayer
god.
For you.
Your second shot hits him in the jaw, which begins immediately burning away. He has just the stubs of either side of his jaw left. His tongue...
That's disgusting.
You hear a little... like, you hear a little... as his tongue hits his neck.
Yuck, dude.
It's funny that this will only affect him for 6 rounds. That's the rest of his life. His life can be measured in rounds right now.
I mean, I'll make that a defensive shot so he has disadvantage to attack me next turn.
And then it is a bunch of NPCs.
Okay, so, baby.
The mooks behind you, all of them unleash a hail of crossbow fire at the guy who shot you. One hit.
These fucking guys, dude. Yeah. They gave me the buffoon brigade.
That guard takes 5 points of damage.
God damn it.
And, and the Burgermaster. She spins. You watch as she spins gracefully. When she moves, you see that a little bit of ice forms underneath her. She moves like she's skating. Well, she not like. She literally spins around and skates past the door. As she does so, she does one little gesture with her hands and mutters something underneath her breath. A massive wall of ice strikes into the room. Yeah. You hear screaming and splintering wood. And then she hits the other side. She maybe slides past you and hits the other side. Mm-hmm. She looks expectantly at you, and it's your turn.
I look in.
You look in. Three of them are entombed. When I say entombed in ice, what's left of them is entombed in ice. They have been stretched out. A cavity in the wall of ice about this.
Like about 2 inches?
Yeah, about 2 inches in diameter has been made. And it is tall enough that their entire body fits into it.
Oh, my God.
That happened to three of them. They're dead.
Yeah,
one of them.
One would hope. One would hope.
One of them got hit, but didn't. It was kind of knocked aside. Mm-hmm. Then, now that you're getting a proper look, you look into one of the corners and you see one of those automatons unlumbering itself and preparing to attack.
God damn it. Can I, rush that automaton and hit it?
Do you have a psychic? Isn't there a psychic?
There is a psychic smite, yes.
Yeah, I figured so.
So can I use that? Mm-hmm. A wrathful smite, Adam.
Okay.
And I'll hit it twice with my mace.
Hit. You hit two times. Mm-hmm. Your first attack does that extra smite damage, that extra psychic damage. When you hit it, mm-hmm. that first attack, when the psychic damage goes off, you see as the creature's mouth, it doesn't open, it falls almost. Oh. Like it was tensioned, like it was ratcheted shut, and then that ratchet just lets go. It drops open, and then...
Oh, no.
It begins crying blood.
Yeah, that's right, because it's remembered it was once a guy. Yeah, that's what the psychic damage
it
does.
Severs, I think.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah,
your second attack does a further 8 points of damage.
Yeah, great to hear.
Yep.
I do, hopefully, I'm like, does the psychic damage, does it just stun them for a bit, or just really hate it?
I think they...
I forget. Doesn't really matter.
We'll find out, we'll I find suppose. Out.
The creature, the automaton, puts both of its clawed hands on its head and begins shaking its head, which causes that jaw, which is just loose, to fly from side to side like it's a tail or something like that. The creature continues to scream in agony. It throws its head up and continues to scream. And it just spends its turn doing that for now.
It seems to hate that.
Okay. Good to know.
It's the guard's turn again. The one surviving guard, you hear... behind you, as away from you, and then you hear the door open and close. He retreats. He beats a hasty retreat.
Yeah.
The guards, on the other hand, that one who you shot, the one right in front of you with the sword.
Jesus Christ.
He critically fumbles.
His dragon gods abandoned him in his time of most need.
Off form. He stumbles towards you, and you, without needing to make a roll, just push.
Can I grab him by his tongue? Flip him off the edge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yoink! Gross.
You grab his tongue, yoink down, his head bounces off one side of the catwalk, and he stumbles backwards and tips over the other side of the catwalk.
I immediately, with my hand, wipe off his saliva on my tabard. Gross.
The other guard fires a crossbow into your chest and misses.
Thank God.
Too stunned by what he just saw.
Then it is, Pip, your turn.
Okay, I'll spin around and twink, twink, plang, plang. Flink him twice.
All right, you hit two times.
Nice.
Any special sauce on this?
No, but it's acid. Acid seems like the go, because they've got so little skin already.
Yeah.
Sure. You know?
You deal. Yeah, that's enough. Twang, twang. You shoot him center of mass twice. Mm-hmm. Both shots right into his sternum. He falls backwards as a hole begins. You can see through him to the portcullis.
Okay. I'll use my movement this turn as well to get as close as I can to
all
the
right,
portcullis.
That was, honestly, like I said, they really, when you get closer, they'll be able to muster some more people because there's defenders there trying to push back those Bigfoot Paul's men. But right now, yeah, they just don't. They're spread too
occupied.
Thin.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Pip, your turn. It is your allies' turn. The mooks follow behind you. Follow them, boss.
God damn it, dude.
Is that what you want me to do? They just give a little combat box, you know?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Of course, boss, course.
I've not said a word.
Here we go.
Watch out.
What do you need me to do?
Sure thing, boss.
Look out for arrows. Fucking hell.
You can level me up now.
Something he's doing?
Something he's doing? Something needs doing?
Something he's doing?
It's broke.
Oh, no. I gotta stop the game starting again.
Some. Anyway, they follow behind you.
Fucking doofus brigade.
The Burger, that'll teach you to get mooks. The Burgermeister, named characters only. The Burgermeister follows in behind you, Hector.
Mm-hmm.
And she... A bolt of lightning hits you from behind, Hector.
Oh, no.
It goes straight through you and into the creature.
Friendly fire is on, I see.
No, she hits you with a lightning bolt from behind. The lightning bolt goes straight through your heart, out your chest, and into the creature in front of you.
Uh-huh. You're already so wired. Getting electrocuted is only going to make it worse.
Yeah. Did I do that? Oh, right.
The electricity... So here's what happens, because she has an ability where you don't take damage from this, but it doesn't work like that. You take the damage, but then it immediately undamages itself.
Oh, God.
You are struck by a bolt of lightning, but it leaves no lasting physical damage.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I turn to her, and I'm like, thank you for the powder. That's the connection I've made.
Yeah.
And it makes you immune to light?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what it does, yeah.
He ran... the automatron is not dead, correct?
No.
Right.
No, it's still screaming, clutching at its head.
Two hits, again, with the mace. And if one hits, Wrathful Smite.
Miss.
Could I spend, let's say, a good boy card on an extra attack? I just make one more attack as part
of absolutely. That will... this one's going to be the... Oh, yep, no, that'll hit.
Whew. Next. I will use Wrathful Smite again, level one.
Okay.
Nice, keeping it stunned, smart.
The automaton, grabbing at its head, it tears its own skin off, revealing its skull. You can see holes have been bored into the skull and little electronic probes are stuck into its brain.
Oh, that's very, alright.
You see his little electrical bursts jump from probe to probe.
Okay.
Wow.
I need to yank them out.
Brother! It I'm looks not your at mother. You. It's still crying blood. Kill me!
That is what I'm trying to do.
Oh, boy.
And then it is its turn. Mm-hmm. It is no longer stunned. It attacks you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
I thought it would
be a stun. It has gone berserk.
Oh, no. Mm. That is what you said when you did. Okay, right, berserk.
The hit.
Ooh. I'm trying not to...
Not making it easy.
You take... I rolled poorly. 10. 15. 20 points of damage.
Okay. I'm not your mother, but if I was, I'd be very disappointed.
It takes all of its unnaturally long fingers, slams all five of them into your chest, lifts you up, and you can feel as it's lifting you up, it's trying to pull its hands apart to tear you in half, like it just tore its own head open. Kill me! Kill me! And then it is the guard's turn.
Okay.
Wow, his trousers.
No, there's none left.
Yeah.
He ran away.
Yeah, one ran away and...
Pip! Okay. You keep making your way across.
Yeah.
You can now attempt to re-engage stealth.
Okay. Yeah, why not? Can I actually cast...
Oh, yeah?
Pass Without Trace. One of the spells I
forget. That allows
I have.
You to cast it on multiple people, right?
Yep.
All right, you cast it over the mooks.
Buffin boss!
Shh.
My knees ain't so good for crouching, boss. This fixed up my creaks in my knees, boss. Okay, but you know I'm not good at stealth, boss.
Why would he say that?
What do you need? What do you need?
They're broken
something
again.
You're all right. Doing?
You cast that. You definitely, all five of you definitely pass then.
Yes.
And you pass without trace and get to you... Climb up onto that higher section, which leads to the portcullis, and you watch as below the defenders keep firing down. They're tearing into Bigfoot Paul's people. These defenders, once the portcullis is down, they won't be able to get, it'll make it really hard for them to shoot down. But as they are, they're doing absolute damage.
Okay.
You watch, though, as, just as before, Piran silently sneaks up behind and one by one, people start dying, and you watch as significantly louder. Poof, poof, poof. Was a boring conversation anyway. As John Cavendish leading man's his way on the other side.
Have I arrived at the portcullis room?
Yes, you've arrived at the portcullis room, but that is your turn.
Okay,
so far.
No worries.
Then it is your allies' turn. Oh, God. The burgomaster behind you, Hector. That is not pleasant, I assume. She throws a ball of arcane energy at that creature. That will miss. Okay. The arcane bolt flies over its head. You can see she's trying to be a little bit more delicate with her attacks, since you're very directly connected to each other.
That makes sense.
Your turn.
So when they said engage, did the guards do anything when they were like, oh, shit, engage? Did they press a button? Did they do a thing?
You didn't see. You just heard them say engage.
Don't know if it's voice activated then.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm going to grab the arms that are in me. Casting Hexblade's Curse.
+9 to your damages.
Oh, boy.
And then what do you do?
Right. Can I... do you think it would be better to reach in and grab those exposed wires and just kind of yank and just try and disrupt that? Or is it better to try and, I don't know, aim a mace at that and try and crack its skull?
Well, the mace is a big metal ball on a stick, and they are electrode things. Mm. So you feel like grabbing and pulling might work, but smashing will definitely work.
Then smashing. Smash away. Smash away, Adam. Two times in the head. Bang, bang.
You start hammering those electrodes right into its brain. You don't know if it's hammering the electrodes in or the fact that you didn't deal psychic damage this turn, but the creature, when I say it calms down, I just mean it stops screaming.
Gotcha. All right. So I know there's the smite that I do, the wrathful one, that's a bonus action. I've already used a bonus action. But I could just use a regular smite, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, yes. By spending spell slots?
Yeah.
Sure, if you want.
Yeah. Let's spend a level 2 one, why not, eh?
Yes. Yeah. All right. That's an extra 11 points of radiant damage. That does it. You hammering the electrodes in one at a time. You donk, 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 donk. Hammer enough of them in that its head starts caving in. Whoa. You crack its skull open, exposing its brain. One last bludgeoning strike right into its head. A perfect hole in its skull for your mace. Crushing its brain, killing the creature as it drops you. Thank you.
No worries.
Thunk. It hits the ground.
Okay. Right. Just got to lay on hands till I'm full. right. Look around the room.
Well, we're no longer in initiative, I'm going to say.
Yeah, the guards were scrying stuff, right? This is like a camera room almost.
Essentially, yeah. You wander over to that.
He ran that way. He'd be a problem.
I would say that he is going to get help. I think it would be insane to think anything else.
Okay, right. Well, he went kept going. Was on
There's
the door.
One other door here.
All right, so
he went through that door.
That's where we've got to go next. Right, okay, well, let's have a look right here. This is, and then kind of like, yeah, start looking at the cameras.
The Burgomaster, with a wave of her hand, gets rid of the wall of ice, mm-hmm. and the soup that those three people became
yuck.
Kind of spreads itself out on the floor.
Right. Before this, I'd never seen a souped man before. you see so many interesting things here.
Stick with me and you will see so many things you've never seen before.
Are you flirting with me?
Whoa.
She looks you up and down, half like she's checking you out, half like it looks a little bit like she's trying to work out if she could take you in a fight. And the entire time your brain is doing the predator, 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 predator. You're going to get eaten. Hide under a rock. Sort of thing. And then she says, maybe.
That's awesome.
I'll file that away for later. Let's have a look at these.
I've never
cameras.
Taken someone long enough for it to eventuate into anything serious, though. Just letting you know.
He's like, take it. What does that write? Gotcha. Doing the math. Yes, well, it is better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. Right, cameras.
A paladin, she says. As if she's like turning it over in her head.
Wow. What an unexpected twist in this narrative.
All right, you're checking the cameras?
Yep. I know. Well, hey, you know, Barovian marching powers, some of your inhibitions go away.
Hey, that's true.
You
I've always said Hector needs a strong older woman to sort him out.
A strong older woman, or nine.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You realize why no one was manning these crystal ball things. None of them are in anywhere useful to you. They're used pretty exclusively to watch people on the ground floor, and you kind of know what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
If you were trying to see if someone was slacking on the production line, that really helpful, but otherwise useless.
Right. Well, is there anything in this? Is there any windows or anything like that? This is not like you can't really oversee anything. This is
I'm sorry. Now that you're in the room, you see this, but you wouldn't have seen it coming up to the room. Looking back, there's some sort of magical enchantment upon the walls here that. From this side, it's like a two-way mirror. From this side, you can see out, but from out, you cannot see in.
Oh.
You realize how lucky it was that they were poring over a map and wouldn't have noticed you.
Look back at the map. Is that of any? That's just the map.
It's maps. It's the same maps that you have, except they have. If you check, they have a map of this facility.
Whoa! Fantastic.
I grab that and hold it up to the Burgomaster. Eh,
clever boy, she says.
I say,
this has changed. I'm enjoying this.
Thank you.
Oh, Hector.
When in Barovia.
Yeah.
What is it? Later on, down to but whatever. Just, maybe push up.
I want to keep doing it, but you got to be serious. So, we'll save it for after. She clearly wants to pursue this now, but we'll figure that out when you're not in mortal peril.
Yeah, that's fine. Look, we'll file the way for later. Lays out the map. Right. I guess we are.
File that
here.
Under P for predator, predator, predator,
predator, predator, predator.
Yeah, you turn the table back up. No, it's been destroyed.
Yeah.
Lay the map out on the floor.
Or just like up against the two-way mirror, I think. Just slam it up on the mirror.
Sure.
Right, so where? Yeah. And then, what can we do?
You can map out. So, you know, let me give you the rooms, basically.
Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
You are in, this would be described on this map as the foreman's office. You can see that lattice work of, actually, they wouldn't have even put it in. There's just like a big note that says catwalks. Mm-mm. They haven't made the effort to draw all the different fucking crisscrossing catwalks in. There's a bunch of information that you already know, the bottom level and its various different like little facilities and different places and stuff like that. You can see this map was once used maybe to kind of keep track of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can see there's notations for, you skip over it, but there's mm-hmm. notations for like, oh, this person worked in this place, mm-hmm. this person worked in that place. You can see something was going on there, but it's not relevant, so you keep going.
Yep.
You see this upper floor, you can see the barracks that you came in through, you can see all the different chimneys, you can see that there is two ways to get into the basement. There is one of them is to drop through the production line, which is dangerous. Uh-huh. But the production line is probably stopped right now, so this is the safest time to do it. Otherwise, the teleportation circle in Ludmilla's office, which you now know how to get to, it's you take the door through here, there'll be a big corridor, and one of the doors there leads to Ludmilla's office.
Okay.
You can see there's a teleportation circle there that connects to the basement. There was once a set of stairs up the back end of this cathedral behind what would have once been the altar. Mm-hmm. There is a set of stairs that leads down, but those have been, you can see, filled in. Mm. It has been on purpose made inaccessible now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What else? Yeah, you see the barracks, you see the mess hall, you see that there's some sort of chapel or prayer room of sorts.
Interesting.
And other than that, there's some the sorts of things that a place needs just for maintenance and stuff like that. Nothing of interest, okay. Really.
All right. So if we're here, where is Tulu Miller's office and how close are we to
the door that guy took and then down the corridor and there'll be a door on the right.
All right. So if you go right in there, that'll be Tulu Miller's office. So that'll be a vampire. Have a look out like the window. Can I see what Pyrrhon Cavendish and I guess Pip and the rest are doing?
You watch as Pyrrhon slits throat after throat after throat and then one grot or two, whatever, keeps it interesting. You watch, you can see the little isolated fights that John Cavendish is having as well. Guy loves having a weapon but using his fists for some reason.
Hell yeah.
You see maybe as Pip manages to get to the door for the portcullis. Speaking of which, Pip, you're at the door.
I open it.
You opening the door and stepping inside, you can see that there is a really big, beefy mountain of a man. Mm. My favorite expression.
Yeah, yeah, hell
absolute
yeah.
Absolute mountain of a man who has, in one hand, he's got a huge bag, which he's dragging across the floor to get the, you see the mechanism for the portcullis. Looks like he's dragging that huge bag to the portcullis. And in the other hand, he's dragging behind him a fucking huge axe. A executioner's axe, if you will. Actually, sorry, you recognize this guy from when you were going to be maybe executed.
That's right. This guy.
Oh, mate.
Can I attack?
When you open the door, he turns around and...
Enervating breath, baby.
Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll go to No, he's pretty surprised, actually. You get a surprise round.
Hell yeah.
All right, you hit him with your enervating breath. That is a con save, I think.
I'm pretty sure, and then they're incapacitated.
Yeah. He hits the ground.
Thwomp. Okay. I guess I put a foot on his back and put my crossbow to his head and just execute him.
You kill him gangland style.
Can I see what's in the sack?
You open the sack. It's a bunch of heads.
Okay. I'll go to the mechanism.
It's like you just avoided a mini boss.
You really did. I was going to have a whole... He's swinging the axe. It was going to be a whole... Anyway.
Yeah, never mind.
Those heads, you'll never know.
Yeah, what were the heads for?
Were part of a thing.
Okay.
These are the things.
I grabbed
you the... can... Through the mechanism, you can see... The space for the chains is pretty big, so you can see down into the defenders. Mm-hmm. You watch the top of Bigfoot Paul's head as it picks a guy up and throws him.
Awesome. Is it just like a catch release to
drop
it?
Yeah, it's a catch release.
Okay, I'll do it. Grab it.
With a loud sound, both of you watch from different angles as the portcullis slams shut. A cheer goes through the attackers, and you watch as the defenders throw themselves against the portcullis, trying to... They are immediately, because they can't get reinforcements, immediately outnumbered, and the attackers... Just mince them.
Hell yeah. Can I do anything like briefly before I return to Hector? Like, can I fire through where the chains are to just help out where I can in this brief moment? Yeah, nice. All right.
Good job, boss.
These guys have done nothing. The whole fucking time they've done
nothing. They did like 4 damage, I think. Yeah.
They've done 4 damage. Yeah.
They got your court.
Yeah, that's true.
As you step back out, you can see Piran and John Cavendish have cleared the catwalks. Mm-hmm. And Piran is very quickly going from... There's little arcane sigils that allow... There's no ladders between the catwalk and the lower space.
Yeah.
It's a little arcane sigil that allows you to hover up and down.
Oh, okay.
Piran is going from arcane sigil to arcane sigil, slashing them.
Hell yeah.
As you watch the guards below, who have finally spotted them, are trying to outrun Piran and get to a sigil to come up.
Are there a couple where they're like halfway floating up and then Piran gets rid of it and they just fall to the ground?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's
in
awesome.
One of them, John Cavendish grabs a guy, slams him into the railing, throws him back down.
Nice, nice, nice.
All right, well, I'll start heading back to Hector then.
I'll have a look at the chaos that is happening and look towards where we have to go, look towards the Burgomaster. You should probably wait for reinforcements because I hear it's dangerous to go alone.
The Burgomaster nods slowly, watching as Piran causes people to fall to their death. It looks, at a certain point, you realize he's slowing himself down so that they can catch up a little bit and start hovering.